Reverend Nancy.
Thank you, Laura, and good morning, everyone. Please join me in our invocation to start our service. Mother, Father, God, great creator and divine love, as we gather together today, we are aware of your promise to us that where two or more are gathered in your name, you are there in the midst. We welcome you and invoke the presence, excuse me, also of our loved ones in spirit, our guides, the masters and healers. We ask that our ears be open, our minds be open, that we may hear and receive the wisdom, guidance, joy, and love as it is presented to us. Thank you. Amen. Okay, we are going to do a short meditation. And today is the new moon in Leo. So we are going to center our meditation around the new moon. And it's just coming up, but it's just going to be just a little sliver right now. So if everybody knows, just sit comfortably, put your feet flat on the floor so you're grounded. And your energy is grounded with the earth and the sky, and you are right in between. And now let's take a couple deep breaths. Breathe in and hold it, and then let the air out. And we're breathing in the good, the beautiful, and true. It is filling our bodies. And then as we exhale, only the good, the beautiful, and true can come forward, because that is who we are and that is what we have breathed in. And one more breath in with the good, beautiful, and the true. And then out with the good and the beautiful and true to go out into the universe. And now I ask you to feel that bright light of the universe, of divine, surrounding your entire body. It is covering your body and swirling around in a healing swirl. Feel that. Oh, that feels so good. And now I want you to envision in your mind either a blank slate, or it may be like a blackboard, a whiteboard, something that is blank for you right now. Just envision that. And now we are going to invite the new moon in Leo. The energy from the new moon in Leo, and every new moon has different qualities that are the best to work on that particular moon session. So the one that I've chosen out of the new moon in Leo is creativity. So I want you to envision, what is something that is creative that you would like to express, or something that you have a passion about that you would like to come through, and you can express that, whatever it is. It's a new beginning for that expression. It's a new beginning for that creativity, and it's coming through, and I want you to feel that, and I feel it in your body, feel it in your mind, and project it onto the board that you have created in your mind. that new moon in Leo will infuse that vision that you have of power. And you can accept that power now. I accept the power of the new moon in Leo. Feel a shift inside of you as you wake up that creative power within you, that passion. There's a shift going on. You're feeling it. You're knowing it. You're knowing it's in there and you want to project it out. So you have that flow going. You have the flow from inside to that word. That intent is going, that envision is going, that power is going. They're all going into that board, and that board is within you. Once again, feel that shift. Feel that energy flow that the new moon in Leo is giving you. It's a brand new day today. And you know that the universe is supporting you. And now you have begun the change. You have started it. You have chosen to work with that new moon in Leo, and you have begun the change. You asked for that power. You felt the power. And the power is within and without to support you in your new endeavor, even though it may be an old creative project, an old passion, it's new again. It has a new face, and aren't we excited? And feel the joy that's coming up. Isn't this great? Isn't this joyful to be able to express this wonderful passion that we have, that each one of you have? It's a beautiful thing. You have made that choice and the change is occurring, and you accept that now. And thank that new moon in Leo, and we thank the universe for guiding us to this new creative endeavor, this new passion, this new form of this passion, whatever it may be. We thank the universe because we know that the power is being infused into that passion of ours. And thank you, thank you, thank you. And now I ask you to return to your body. But keep that in mind. Keep that picture in mind of what you are going to experience in the next few days, the next few weeks, that creative power that's coming through you, that passion. Just keep that in your heart and your soul and your mind. Whenever you have a little extra second, bring that up so you're infusing more and more energy into it. And now, if you can, open your eyes. Feel your fingers and your toes. And thank you so much, Universe, for bringing us together. And we are just so excited and so joyful because we have been able to bring this new passion and this new creativity forward. Thank you. Okay, now it is my honor to introduce our speaker today, Reverend James Flegging. And He is going to speak about tapping into your inner lion. I can't wait to hear what that is. Leo the lion, maybe. And we're going to begin with the song Over the Rainbow, performed by Laura Stack. And this song was originally written by Harold Arlen with lyrics by Yip Harburg. Enjoy. Thank you.
How the Hawaiian guy ends it. All right, off to you, Reverend James.
All right. Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you, Laura, for the beautiful music and Reverend Nancy for the meditation. That was wonderful. Well, good morning again, everyone. So glad to see your smiling faces out there, and to be here with you in this sacred time together. So the topic today was tapping into your inner lion. And so, what does this mean? Well, fear is a universal emotion that can hold us back from reaching our full potential, and it can be uncomfortable at times. But what if I told you that within each of us lies a lion-hearted spirit waiting to be awakened? By tapping into this, your inner lion, you can cultivate a mindset of courage, resilience to face life challenges head on. The idea of tapping into our inner lion aligns with Carl Jung's theory of archetypes. Jung, a Swiss psychologist, proposed that archetypes are an innate universal idea and behaviors that reside in the collective unconscious. These archetypes appear across different cultures, historic periods, manifesting in myths, dreams, literature, and religious rituals. They carry deep symbolic meaning and are associated with specific themes of moral lessons. Now, one of my favorite movies as a child was The Wizard of Oz, which featured the Cowardly Lion, a character who initially seemed fearful and lacking in confidence. Growing up, I often felt like the Cowardly Lion, scared of my own shadow at times. Yet his humor and eventual bravery resonated with me, offering a light-hearted way to confront my fears. I would see the cowardly lion in the movie, and I would run around the house, and I would be saying, "Put him up, put him up." It's funny how we find reflections of ourselves in others or characters that we are intrigued with. The journey of the cowardly lion in The Wizard of Oz can be seen as a parallel to our own journey in life. We all have moments where we feel like the cowardly lion, scared and unsure of ourselves. It can be difficult to find our inner courage and overcome fears, just like it was for him. Similarly, finding direction in life can also be a daunting task at times. We may feel lost or uncertain on our path, but just like the characters in a movie, we can find guidance and support from those around us. Fear is a natural emotion all humans experience at some point in their lives. It can be triggered by various factors such as danger, uncertainty, or even past traumatic experiences. Fear can manifest itself in different ways, physically, mentally, emotionally. Physically, fear can make our heart rates increase, make us sweat or shake, or even get shortness of breath. Mentally, it can cloud our thoughts and judgments and prevent us from making rational decisions. And emotionally, fear can leave us feeling overwhelmed, anxious, and helpless at times. Despite being perceived as a negative emotion, fear does serve an important purpose in our lives. It acts as a protective mechanism and helps us to avoid potential dangerous situations. However, when fear becomes excessive and uncontrollable, it can hinder our daily lives and hold us back from reaching our full potential. In order to overcome fear, it's important to acknowledge and understand its roots. By identifying the sources of our fears, we can work towards addressing them in a healthy manner. Seeking support from loved ones or even seeking professional help can also aid in managing our fears when it becomes overwhelming. There are often many misconceptions of fears, and I came across a few of these as I did my research on this. One of them is that fear is a sign of weakness. This myth suggests that being afraid means that you are weak, when in reality, fear is a natural human emotion and does not reflect one's strength or character. Another is that you can just get over your fears. It is often believed that individuals can simply overcome their fears by pushing through them, but the truth is that it takes time and effort to conquer our fears. Another one was only brave people are fearless. This myth implies that courage means having no fears at all, when in reality, true bravery involves acknowledging and facing our fears head on. And another one that I had also saw was fear is irrational and should be ignored. While some fears may seem illogical, they still are valid emotions that should not be dismissed or ignored. It's important to address and look at whether the emotions are fitting the facts of the environment around you. As spiritualists, we can turn to different religions for sources of wisdom and support. Fear is often talked about in many different religions. For many, the Bible can be a source of comfort and encouragement for those struggling with fear. There are many verses that remind us of God's love, strength, and faithfulness in the face of fear, that we are never really alone in our journey and have guidance when asked for. One such verse is 2 Timothy 1:7, which says, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." This verse reminds us that through our relationship with God, we have the power to overcome our fears. We have the ability to be mindful of our thoughts, to help motivate us towards positive change. Another verse, Isaiah 41:10, which states, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And another powerful verse is Psalms 56:3, which states, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you." This serves as a reminder that when we feel overwhelmed by fear, we can turn to God and place trust in him, and that all is in divine order, sometimes even when it feels like it's not. Through prayer and faith, we can find peace and courage to face our fears head on. In the teachings of Buddhism, fear is seen as a natural and inevitable part of life. The Four Noble Truths, one of the fundamental principles in Buddhism, acknowledges that suffering is a universal experience for all beings. This includes fear and anxiety that comes along with it. However, Buddhism texts also offer some guidance on how to overcome fear and find inner peace. In the Dhammapada, a collection of sayings attributed to Buddha, in chapter 12, verse 165, it states, "By oneself is evil done. By oneself is one defiled. By oneself is evil left undone. By oneself is one made pure. Purity and impurity depend on oneself. No one can purify another." This emphasizes the idea that we can have control over our thoughts and actions through mindfulness and self-reflection, and we can overcome fear and negative emotions as they come up. Additionally, the concept of impermanence in Buddhism teaches that everything is constantly changing and nothing is permanent. This includes our fears and worries, which are temporary states of mind, and we can learn to let go through meditation and detachment of things that do not serve us for our highest and best. In Buddhism, the practice of compassion also plays a crucial role in overcoming fear. By cultivating compassion for ourselves and others, we can bring down the barriers of fear connected with ourselves on a deeper level. Through acts of kindness and empathy, we can dissolve our own fears by also helping others do the same. Now, in the philosophy of Taoism, which is rooted in the ancient Chinese belief system of the Tao or the Way, Taoists teach, like Buddhism, fear is seen as a manifestation of our desires and attachments to external things. This attachment to material possessions, relationships, and social expectations causes us to feel anxious and fearful when things are threatened by change. In the Tao Te Ching, chapter 13, it states, success is as dangerous as failure. Hope is as hollow as fear. This quote reflects the core Taoist philosophy that extremes and dualities, such as successes and failures, or hope and fear, can both lead to imbalances and distress. To overcome fear, Taoist teachings emphasize the importance of letting go of these attachments and living in harmony with the natural flow of life. This concept is called Wu Wei, or non-action, and encourages individuals to let go of control and allow events to unfold naturally without resistance. By accepting and embracing change instead of fighting against it, we can find inner peace and freedom from fear. Furthermore, the concept of yin and yang in Taoism teaches us that opposites are interconnected and complementary forces. Without fear, we can't fully understand or appreciate courage. Similarly, without darkness, we cannot fully appreciate light. By embracing both fear and courage, we can find balance and harmony within our lives. Another piece of wisdom on fear comes from the story of the two wolves. It is a well-known Cherokee legend that offers profound wisdom about the internal struggles within each person. It goes as follows. One evening, an elderly Cherokee grandfather was teaching his grandson about life. He decided to share some wisdom that he had passed down through generations. They sat down together by the fire, the flames dancing and casting shadows on their faces. The grandfather began, "My son, there is a battle that goes on inside all people. This battle is fought between two wolves who live within us." The boy looked intrigued and listened intensely as his grandfather continued. "One wolf is evil," he said. "It's anger, envy, jealousy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, lies, superiority, and ego." The old man's face grew stern as he listed the traits. Then his expression softened, and as he went on, "The other wolf is good. It's joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, empathy, truth, compassion, and faith. The old man paused to let these words sink in. "The same fight is going on inside you and inside every person too," he added. The grandfather thought about this, or the grandson thought about this for a moment and then asked, "Grandfather, which wolf will win?" The old Cherokee simply replied, "The one that you feed." But the lesson didn't end there. The grandfather saw that his grandson had more questions and continued the story, providing further insight. Feeding the evil wolf means giving into anger, resentment, and all those negative emotions. When you feel wronged or hurt, it's easy to let these things, feelings take over. They can grow quickly, consuming your thoughts and actions. Feeding the evil wolf can also mean holding grudges, seeking revenge, or allowing fear to guide your decisions. The grandfather looked closely at his grandson, ensuring he understood. This wolf is very powerful because it thrives on things that seem strong but are actually destructive. It's like feeding a fire that will eventually burn everything around you, including yourself. On the other hand, the grandfather continued, feeding the good wolf means practicing patience, forgiveness, and gratitude. It's about love over hate, hope over despair, compassion over indifference. It means taking responsibility for your actions and understanding that everyone makes mistakes. By feeding the good wolf, you cultivate positive qualities that not only benefit you, but also everyone around you. He smiled gently. This wolf may seem weaker at first, but because it requires effort and discipline to nurture. But in reality, it's much stronger because it builds and sustains life, creates harmony and peace. By now, the grandson was deep in thought. Grandfather, how can I feed the good wolf, even when the evil wolf feels so strong? The elder's eyes twinkled with wisdom. It's natural to feel the pull of the evil wolf, especially in times of stress or pain. But remember, the good wolf is always there waiting to be fed. You can feed it by focusing on the positive aspects of life, even in challenging times, by practicing gratitude for what you have, showing kindness to others, seek wisdom and understanding. Surround yourself with people who support and uplift you. Also, he added, seek the guidance of ancestors and the Creator. Through prayer, meditation, and connection to nature, you can find the strength to feed the good wolf. Remember that it's a daily practice, a conscious choice that you make every day. The boy nodded, feeling empowered by his grandfather's words. He realized that the battle between the two wolves was not just a single event, but an ongoing journey. And with each decision, each act of kindness, and each moment of gratitude, he could help the good wolf grow stronger. As the fire crackled and the night deepened, the grandfather placed his hands on the boy's shoulder. Remember, my son, the one you feed will determine the quality of life and the legacy you leave behind. Feed the good wolf and you will find joy, peace, and fulfillment. Finding courage is the ability to face and overcome difficulty. It involves taking action despite potential risks or challenges and requires inner strength, determination, and bravery. Courage can be physical, emotional, or moral in nature, and is often seen as a virtue that allows individuals to push past their own limitations in pursuit of something greater. It is not the absence of fear, but rather the acknowledgement of one's goals. So let us remember that courage is not limited to grand acts or heroic deeds, but can also be found in small moments of everyday life. Whether it's speaking up for what is right, taking a risk towards our dreams, or simply facing our daily challenges with resilience and determination. We all have potential to be courageous in our own way. As Nelson Mandela once said, I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. May we all find that courage to triumph over our fears in life and be filled with love, compassion, and bravery. And finally, one last topic before we draw to a close that I would like others to be aware of is that this week on 8/8, another positive astrological event that happens every year called the Lion's Gate Portal is happening, and it is believed to offer a powerful opportunity for personal growth. This phenomenon occurs yearly around August 8th when the sun is in Leo and the star Sirius rises in the sky, aligning with Orion's belt. The alignment is thought to create a cosmic gateway that showers the Earth with high-frequency energy. The energy of the Lionsgate portal is believed to be to elevate consciousness and enhance spiritual awareness. This heightened state of awareness can bring suppressed fears to the surface, allowing individuals to confront and release them. The alignment of Sirius and the Sun in Leo amplifies the energies of clarity, insight, courage, and vision. This can help individuals identify the root cause of their fears and understand them from a higher perspective. So if you'd like, I encourage you to take some time to reflect this week and focus on those energies to help you tap into your own inner lion. The high frequency energies associated with the Lionsgate portal are believed to facilitate deep healing and transformation. So the next time that you feel afraid, remember that it's natural and a normal emotion. And with the right tools and mindset, you can overcome it. Don't let fear hold you back from living your life to the fullest. Embrace it as part of your journey towards growth and self-discovery. We've all had times where we feel like the cowardly lion, but just like him, we have the ability to tap into our courage that was there all along. So let's click our heels together, close our eyes, and believe that anything is possible. After all, as Glinda the Good Witch said to Dorothy at the end of Oz, "You always had the power, my dear. You just had to learn it for yourself." Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much. I love that. Oh, and the story of the two wolves, that was just, you know, that was such a representation of the two sides of fear. And thank you. And Lionsgate, thank you for bringing that up too. I'm going to, on 8/8, I'm going to remember that. I'll have to write a note, but I will remember it. Thank you very much. That was
thank
great.
You.
At this time, we will now end our recording and move into the second half of our service.